season where he was at home was what city? Aachen. A-A-C-H-E-N. Over towards the French border. Yeah. And he was crowned on Christmas Day 800. Everybody in this group needs to know that date. That's the earliest date that we know of a major coming together under Karl der Große. Unfortunately, he kicked the bucket fairly soon thereafter, and his three sons divided up the Reich, and that's why today he said Charles the Great, Karl der Große, he mentioned him, Charlemagne is what we know a lot. We hear his name in the French version because the French division became Frankenreich. That was the France, that's France, Frankreich. So it became known later as really the Frankenreich. It was over there. It wasn't the first German Reich. So the division under his son split the whole thing up and chaos for years. So that you had all of these multiple zits, powers of little divisions. And that's when they all got together and they needed a king, and that's when they chose whom?
Henry.
Heinrich der Erste. Okay. Und wann war das, wo seine
919.
Okay. So, 119 years later, after Charlie, and his whole thing has fallen apart, the Germans have a chance to get it together again, and right here. And he's called Heinrich der Vogeler.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because of cockbirds.
His passion, and it seemed to be some kind of sport, according to the Burgermeister, that's what they did, was catch Vogelfangen. And that's what the Käfig is, a cage, and that's what you saw down there. So he was in the midst of doing that when the people arrived from the various power points to say, we've all agreed you are to be the king. Okay, so if Quedlinburg has a right to be a cultural stock, Kulturerbestadt, under UNESCO, the first reason is this amazing historical reason that no other city in Germany can attest to. It's the beginning of das erste Deutsche Reich. It's the beginning of the whole stability, the chance for stability of Germany with Heinrich der Erste. His wife was named
Matilda I,
and his niece was named Matilda II. Right. Okay, so the first reason is the history and the fact that the bones, die Gebeine, von Heinrich und von seiner Frau hier begraben sind. I mean, they can actually attest to it. It's not like with Luther, where they had to go in later and kind of peek through the window and hope for the best. They know that the first royal family, the pair, is here. That is an enormously important thing. We can't quite get to it, but you can believe me, that's an enormously important thing. So that's one reason. The other reason is that, as I've just heard privately, and just to quickly pull it together, because this was in the Russian hold, it was in East Germany, there was not money to renovate. To the big cities, yes, certainly. East Berlin, the East regime went in and tore down a lot and built up a lot of kind of stuff. And it was bombed out. That helped a lot. The fact that Quedlinburg was not bombed, it wasn't of importance. There wasn't a plant here of munitions, there wasn't a major highway, there wasn't anything. They left it alone. And also lucky, Quedlinburg wasn't on the return flight path, you know, where we happen to kind of let out our extra bombs sometimes. So it was in geographically verschont. It didn't get bombed. And it did not get renovated by the communist government into ugly, horrible, I mean, you know, what we've seen of the East communist building style. So they just left it alone, and it just disintegrated, but not past the point where it can now be saved. So it's the largest configuration of Fachwerkhäuser in the world, and all here in these little streets, and everyone protected now. So I think that's about as much as I can do. There's more, but I don't want to keep our hostess waiting. But maybe over lunch, you know, if you want a little more in English pulling together, because what we heard up there was extremely clear and graphic. And this is a great city with a fantastic history. I mean, is it kind of opening up to you all where we are? The Germans sometimes don't even know that this is the place. If you want to be at the beginning and you want to be in a beautiful city that has a fabulous history ahead of it, especially now that it's protected by UNESCO. I mean, if I had funds to invest in Germany, I tried to invest in Boost. That was when everything was being sold for almost nothing. I wanted a Trabi and I wanted a little tiny house. I was really going into negotiations to try to get the old blacksmith's house because it was darling. They decided to tear it down. They just raised the whole thing. But Boost is wonderful, but Quedlinburg is the place to invest. That's the place to put your money because this place is going to go. Yeah. Anyway, thanks. That's sort of a beginning, and here we go. Okay.